Hello, RMU. This is welcome to a brand new show. This is Pittsburgh's Newest with Ryan. I am your host, Ryan Jacoby. Since this is the pilot episode of Pittsburgh's Newest with Ryan, what we talk about is like all the news, new events, sports, new movies, anything new that's going around Pittsburgh, and RMU for RMU's entertainment. All right. So to kick off the show, I thought we'd talk about movies. There are some new movies coming out pretty soon. One of the new movies that are coming out is the Lego Ninjago movie. That is coming out September 22nd, 2017 here in the U.S. My personal opinion, I haven't seen the movie yet, but I could tell you that it looks pretty cool because Legos, movies, and Ninjago, it all seems like a good like gathering mix together. And I might make an attempt to see it, but it sounds like a really good movie, so I highly recommend seeing it. Like, I probably will at some point. Movies are like none other. They create entertainment for the human for humans, and whenever a new movie comes out, like the Ninjago movie, I say go see if it finds appeal to you. Now another movie. Thor Ragnarok. That is an event. Marvel. I believe it's Marvel, but it is an adventure movie. And let me tell you, adventure and excitement is something that drives me to what I do. My excitement for adventure movies is like none other. I choose my career because of adventure and excitement. I can relate to a professional baseball player whose name, his nickname is Thor. It's Noah Syndergaard of the New York Mets. I don't know how he got that, how that nickname caught onto him, but I do believe that it, I wonder if it has something, I think it has something to do with his, personal social media accounts, and Thor. Yeah, so it sounds like one heck of a, nickname to live by. And that movie is coming out on October 25th, in case you didn't know. But that is in Italy, apparently. The Foreigner, I believe that is... I believe that's a horror movie, I think. Yeah, for me, horror movies are great, but I generally see horror movies depending on what kind of horror I'm into. So, horror and adventure is something that really gets me going. For other movies. For other movies that are coming up really soon, I say go see it if you like it, and I say explore your options. All right. Going back to Lego, Lego's an anime movie. There's a bunch of other Lego movies. There's the Lego Batman movie. Lego Superman, I think there's a Lego Superman and Lego Spider-Man, but Lego movies are actually really cool. They definitely catch a lot of appeal to teenage children and maybe a young adult audience. So that is really something to keep interested in. So, the Thor, I believe, will catch, Thor is sort of, I believe it's a Marvel character, sort of like the Incredible Hulk, or, Batman and Superman. Yeah, adventure and mystery movies, really something to look forward to. And one last thing about The Foreigner, foreign movies are also a good thing to see because they get they definitely pique somebody's interest if they have a interest in that sort of movies. All right, enough about movies. Let us move on to sports. Sports, starting with the Pittsburgh Pirates. Neil Huntington and Clint Hurdle got 4-year extensions yesterday, in the past couple of days. And they are going to be sticking around till the 2021 season. And that is very, my opinion on, I love Clint Hurdle got that Clint Hurdle got extended. He does his best to make sure everybody's competing and winning, and that putting his best available resources to use. But my feelings are kind of mixed on Neil Huntington's 4-year extension. The Pirates have always been criticized for not spending enough money when they should or need to. And that's mainly because of Pirates owner Bob Nutting's rules on what to do in free agency and trades. So, yeah, Clint Hurdle and Neil Huntington getting their extensions. I say yes to Hurdle. I'm kind of mixed on Neil Huntington. And in other news, the Pirates defeated the Chicago Cubs 4-3 last night. No, that would be that got to be one heck of a nail-biter for any Pirate fans out there. And I didn't have time to watch the game yesterday, but I do know that I heard that they rallied to beat the Cubs. They beat the defending World Series champions, and they also lost Jake Arrieta, one of the Cubs starters for the next week, at least. He came down with a hamstring problem. Yeah, so that is something that's going to hurt the Cubs a little bit. The Cubs have been floating around the 500 mark for most of the year, but they have really stepped up here in the second half of the season. Moving on to the Pittsburgh Steelers, their season opener this Sunday against the Cleveland Browns. The Cleveland Browns were terrible last season, and the Steelers have put together an excellent roster to work with. That is thanks to Steelers general manager Kevin Colbert. So shout out to you, Kevin, if you somehow managed to come across this. And the Steelers, I'm expecting them to have a great season. Pretty much nearly all of Pittsburgh will be watching the Steelers game on Sunday. Moving on to the Pittsburgh Penguins. Their training camp is going to be opening up pretty soon. And nothing like hockey, Pittsburgh Penguins hockey in the National Hockey League. The Penguins, as you know, won 2 Stanley Cup championships. But I personally don't. I think they're going to be, might fall short of another Stanley Cup. Because normally when two teams like when a team reaches two full champ worlds, like goes deep into their respective championships. Normally, it's normal for two championships, but normally when you try to make a three-peat, the team will usually end up getting tired or end up struggling because like they've been exhausting, like because it's very hard. Like hockey, baseball, football, all the sports, they have very long seasons, and it does take a toll on the players themselves to keep doing that every week. So it is like very important to make sure you get going on trying to stay healthy and play to your best potential in order to see another Stanley Cup championship for the Penguins and the Pirates and the Steelers try to stay healthy, work their best potential and reach championship titles for their respective sports as well. So, moving on back to the Pirates. They are opening up game three of their four-game set against the Chicago Cubs tonight. So, it's going to be, like, very exciting to see what happens there. For the another news about the Pirates going back to their to the Hunting and Hurdle extensions. Like I said, they were given 4 years, but their financial total was not announced. And also, RMU Sports, is this the RMU football took down the University of Dayton Flyers 13-10 last Saturday, excuse me. RMU football has really struggled last year. And men's basketball is going to be coming up pretty soon. So anyway, football, basketball, even men and women's soccer is also going on right now. They have both the soccer teams here at RMU are actually struggling right so far this year. The men's soccer, I believe, is 0-4-0. So they got like four straight losses. Women's soccer team, I believe, is 1-4-0. I think it's 1-4-0. So they have the slightly better record than the men's team does, but they still need to step up if they plan on doing something fantastic with their season. Another thing, going back to sports, RMU Sports, with the new UPMC Event Center going to be built pretty soon, the volleyball teams will be playing at the new fitness center, which is actually going to be wrapping up pretty soon. So it's going to be very exciting to see how that plays out. And gotta see how the volleyball teams will play out. Basketball, men's basketball, I believe that is I think RMU secured the PPG Paints Arena, but they didn't. I think they're gonna be playing over at the new fitness center, but I could always be wrong about that. So, moving on, there's also, we are moving on to news. RMU's homecoming weekend is coming up. The weekend of the 15th, 16th, and 17th, I believe is correct. They got the football game, which will be on Colonial Sports Network. And there's also a got the homecoming dance. And Army Radio, I believe, is going to be having their booth set up. I believe there's going to be a booth for Army Radio set up at homecoming. So if you see the table there, come say hi. Try to get involved with Army Radio. It's a great time. My first impressions on the 2017-2018 school year. The school year has actually been going pretty good so far. The activities fair is going on today. It's currently going on right now until 2:00. So if you go pass by the activities fair, there is a RMU Radio and RMU Century Media tables. They are sitting outside the Nicholson Center front door, out near the Nicholson lawn. So go RMU Radio and RMU Century Media. And one last issue. There has been, over the past couple weeks, there was reported two campus fires. That's kind of surprising. One was by accident. Well, actually, both of them were by accident. And I can go into many more details on the campus fires, but something that's kind of shocking, because last year there wasn't really I don't believe there was any fires last year here at Robert Morris University. But it's kind of surprising to me that there's a couple fires this year. All right, so So movies, going back to just to recap, movies. There's the Lego Ninjago movie coming up, Thor Ragnarok, and The Foreigner. Going back to sports, there's the Heinz and Hurl extensions, the Pirates and Cubs game tonight, and the Steelers opener this coming Sunday against the Cleveland Browns. The Penguins training camp is opening up. In news, homecoming weekend, first impressions of the school year so far, and the campus fires issue. All right, so I'm hope you guys enjoyed this first episode of Pittsburgh's Newest with Ryan, and I'm hoping you guys will come back for the next episode. I will be on the air every Wednesday at 12:30 until 1. So I'm hoping you guys will stay. We'll tune in and hear the latest episode. All right. See you guys next week on RMU Radio.